Manx Radio's update with Barry Redfern.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, the 6th of September, 2022. A 30-minute roundup of news, sport and travel on the Isle of Man. This evening, Manx Care asked Tynwald for an extra £18.3 million to reduce waiting lists. We hear concerns about the island's maternity services amid a serious shortage of midwives. Following plans to increase the island's population, the government says it can't predict every challenge that might be ahead. Those stories and more in just a moment in Update.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
But first of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the news headlines from Christian Jones. Fast am I, Christian?
Fast am I. The Health Department is asking Tynwald for an extra £18.3 million to reduce waiting lists within the health service. It's estimated that up to 3,800 patients could receive treatment sooner, with the worst departments for wait times in orthopaedics, general surgery and eye operations. Chief Minister Alfred Cannon has warned of great risks to the island's future if government do not try to grow and diversify the population. Government is proposing to grow the Isle of Man's population to 100,000 by 2037. And the founder of a Facebook group that offers support to those who've been affected by suicide is urging more to be done to tackle stigma surrounding it. David Higson, who now raises money for mental health charities, lost his son in 2018. He's calling for more people to be trained in spotting the initial signs. Turning to the international news, Liz Truss has made her first speech as the new Prime Minister. She's promised to take action this day and every day to deliver high-paying jobs, safe streets and opportunities. United Nations inspectors want an emergency safety and protection zone set up around a Russian-occupied nuclear plant in Ukraine to avoid a devastating accident. A report suggests damage to the Zaporizhia facility, some of which was close to reactors. And a shrew-like creature has been identified as the earliest known extinct mammal using fossil tooth records. It's from 225 million years ago, beating the previously confirmed mammal by 20 million years. Those are the update news headlines. We'll be back at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It'll be mainly dry this evening, apart from the possibility of a few showers. Maximum temperature 20 Celsius with moderate southeast winds. And the overnight, occasional showers are likely, some heavy with further sharp showers during the morning. And these will become scattered during the afternoon tomorrow and into the evening, allowing some sunny intervals. The outlook, a continuing risk of showers on Thursday and Friday, but also some decent spells of bright or sunny weather. And the sunset is at 7:58. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:38. At 6:36, I should say, and high water today is at 8:53 p.m. Low water tomorrow at 3:19 a.m. High water tomorrow at 9:32 a.m.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
Manx Care is asking Tynwald for an extra £18.3 million to reduce waiting lists on the island. The Health Minister will ask the court to support the spending in next month's sitting. Amy Griffiths reports.
It's thought the money, if approved, would mean nearly 3,800 patients waiting for operations could have their treatment sooner. Reducing wait times is listed as one of the priorities for government in its island plan, which was published earlier this year. The money would be ring-fenced, so it will only be allowed to be used for this specific purpose and will be separate from Manx Care's annual budget. It would also enable it to continue its partnership with Synaptic, which was brought in earlier this year to help manage the backlog of patients. The Scottish healthcare provider supplies specialist clinicians to work alongside existing teams at Nobles Hospital so that more patients can receive treatment in a shorter space of time. The three departments with the largest waiting lists are orthopaedics, general surgery and ophthalmology, and will cover procedures like hip replacements and cataract removal. The increase in wait times has been blamed on the COVID-19 pandemic, when elective surgery and a number of clinics had to be suspended. The Health Minister, Laurie Hooper, says Manx Care has made a solid start in its efforts to reduce hospital waits, but it's clear more support is needed to achieve this. Manx Care CEO Theresa Cope says if approved, the money will bring the inpatient and day case waiting list down to acceptable levels to manage sustainably moving forward. The Health Minister will ask members for their support during the first full sitting of Tynwald after the summer recess, which begins on the 18th of October.
The union that looks after midwives is calling for a review into the island's maternity services. The Royal College of Nursing says staff shortages and a lack of options for expectant mums is putting women and babies at risk. Sean Cowper reports.
The RCN is holding talks with Manx Care and the Department of Health and Social Care this week after raising concerns about the current state of maternity care for Manx mums. Karen Murray is the RCN's director for Northern Ireland and lead for the Isle of Man.
Like all maternity services across the United Kingdom, maternity services in the island are facing significant challenges, certainly after COVID. The biggest challenge that is facing maternity services in the island is a workforce challenge in terms of the number of midwives that are available to provide services to women. So that's probably one of our biggest concerns. And I think there's also a need to look at models of maternity care so that women on the island have opportunities and choices to have midwife-led models of care on the island. So I suppose those are the two main things that we're focusing in on when we're talking to Manx Care and the Minister.
Manx Care's Executive Director of Nursing, Paul Moore, admits that staff limitations do impact the range of services it can offer.
In order to make the service as safe as possible, it means that we can't provide the choice that we would like to provide for women. And so there is that disparity. But it's so that we can provide the safest possible service for people who need care and making sure we make the right clinical decisions and match the staff to where the clinical need is. So I think it does have a negative impact on the experience of care for some women, but it has a purpose. The reason why we're doing that is because we're short of staff.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682 631.
An island-wide hosepipe ban, which has been in place for nearly 6 weeks now, will be lifted first thing tomorrow morning. It was put in place as reservoir levels dropped because of the dry weather and an increase in demand. Gareth Patchett is the head of water at Manx Utilities and has been telling John Moss more.
The public have responded magnificently, really, because we knocked 25% off the demand. When you get high demand, it causes all sorts of other problems other than just using water. And before the hosepipe ban was on, the demand was very, very high.
We supply, obviously, potable water, and 90%, I understand a figure, actually sort of goes on things like cars and gardens and things, when we don't really need it to be drinkable, do we? Is there any other way around this?
Unfortunately, there isn't, no, not without considerable expenditure. So if you think about the 2,000 kilometres of pipes that we have and everybody's plumbing in all their houses, to try and put another system alongside that would be, you know, alarmingly expensive and disruptive to the island.
But people can use water butts and things.
Absolutely, yeah. We are looking to get some things built into new houses, perhaps, that would stop people having to use potable water for watering the garden.
Obviously, you're trying to stop leaking pipes as well. I know we've had a new pipe laid in the south of the island where we live. What percentage of water is actually just lost by spilling out?
Well, we don't look at it as a percentage because the demand changes every day. But this month we have the lowest ever, well, the lowest since the second, sorry, the equal lowest ever leakage level of 6.1 litres per property per day.
Do you know how what percentage is being used just to sprinkle lawns? Because obviously we had a lot of rain. People don't need to sprinkle their lawns. That's a vast usage, isn't it?
It is, and the real driver from the hosepipe ban was the sprinklers. You know, sprinklers. If you think about the amount of water you use in the day, the number of times that your tap is on, we seem to use a lot of water, but you can estimate that the amount of time that your tap is actually on is probably less than an hour a day. If you've got a sprinkler, and lots of people having sprinklers, you've got people basically with the tap turned on 24 hours a day.
Not trying to grow the island's population for the future could present huge risks for the future. That's the belief of Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, who was questioned today by Tinwell's Select Committee on Population Rebalancing. He adds, boosting job availability locally will be key in increasing resident numbers.
5,000 new jobs will mean obviously bringing the working age population to the island. Yes, of course, that's going to have a knock-on impact. I think when it comes to demographics and ethical population policies, I think that just means that we need to consider more about how people move to the island and, you know, whether or not the sort of qualification criteria around that is changed.
The figure of 100,000 as a population target is contentious for some people. Indeed, the most recent social attitude survey, I think 48% were saying they wanted the population to stay the same. Okay, so the 100,000 figure could be contentious for some. What would government message be to those who may be wary or have reservations about growth on that scale?
I think the message really is, if we stand still and we don't do anything and we continue to see the imbalance in the demographics grow at the rate that they are growing, in 15 years' time, my suggestion would be is that public finances would become so imbalanced that either, you know, taxation would be at such a rate that no one would want to work here, or alternatively, we would face extreme pressure on actually, you know, effectively running and financing a government that would be meaningful. I accept that of course things change, technology changes, that there are other things that could happen. But as it stands, if you take the black and white picture, standing still, I would suggest, would provide huge risks.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And very few delays. In fact, only one delay, because the Ben McCree was slightly late leaving Heysham this afternoon, just a few minutes late, which means it'll arrive here in Douglas at 6:05. That's just 5 minutes late.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The number of people waiting over 12 hours to be seen in the emergency department at Nobles Hospital is increasing year on year. The figure has increased tenfold in the past 5 years. Siobhan Fletcher has more.
Douglas North MHK John Wannenberg asked the Minister for Health and Social Care how many people went through the department each year since 2017 and how long they had to wait. While the number of people waiting under 4 hours in 2021 has improved from the year before, the number waiting over 12 increased by over 50% to 595. In 2017, there were just 51 people waiting that length of time. We put these figures to Manx Care, who sent us this statement in response.
Data regarding time spent in the department is sometimes skewed, as some patients are actively managed in the ED instead of being admitted to the hospital for short periods of time. Often, we can treat patients in ED over a number of hours and then safely discharge them, rather than admitting them to a hospital bed. Elsewhere, this is sometimes done in a clinical decision unit for patients with an expected length of stay below 24 hours. The Isle of Man ED does not have a clinical decision unit, therefore the need arises to manage them in the department. This means that the data regarding time spent in the department is distorted by these instances of care. The ED is often subject to delays in transfer of patients to inpatient wards due to a lack of available beds in the hospital. This means that patients who would normally be admitted to a ward are cared for in ED until a bed becomes available. It should be noted that safe staffing levels in ED are maintained. However, due to staff shortages at times, we have to limit the number of patients who can be treated and cared for in ED. We are addressing these shortfalls and have recently recruited a number of newly qualified and experienced nurses to the team.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
And the Go Ahead Group, one of Britain's biggest bus operators, has suffered a serious cyber attack, leading to potential delays and cancellation of services around the country. The company is about to be taken private in a £670 million takeover, and the breach of security has been deemed so serious that it was announced to the London Stock Exchange. Go-Ahead is the UK's fourth largest bus operator behind Stagecoach, First Group and Arriva. It runs a fleet of 5,000 buses, which operate in London, where it's the largest red bus company.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
The UK and European markets rose cautiously as investors continued to assess recession risks in the region. US stocks sank lower as traders returned to Wall Street for a holiday shortened week after Labor Day. And oil fell as concern returned about weaker demand and the prospect of more interest rate hikes. Gold prices slipped from a one-week high earlier in the session. Look at the markets now. At the close, the FTSE 100 is up 0.18% at 7,300. The DAX is up 0.87 at 12,871. At quarter past five, the Dow Jones was up 0.18 at 31,376. The S&P 500 up 0.28 at 3,934, and NASDAQ also up 0.02 at 11,633. Look at the exchange rates, and the pound against the US dollar is 1.154, and against the euro is at 1.164. Commodities market, gold is down 0.35 at $1,703. Brent is down 1.33 at 93.88.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, well, the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And the time now, 13 minutes to 6. A former Tinworld member believes there's still work that can be done in terms of helping people deal with mental health this Suicide Awareness Week. In the last year, 11 suicide verdicts were recorded at Manx inquests. David Cretney led an inquiry on suicide and handed over a report with suggestions to Tinworld in 2019 and says progress has been slow in some areas.
Some have been acted upon, some still need to be attended to. For example, there needed to be an annual report, and that was one of the recommendations, and that was agreed to by Tinworld, that there should be an annual report, there should be early intervention. I think it's well known that the mental health intervention historically has been lesser profile than physical health. And I think, indeed, a representative of Manx Care made a comment to that effect only the other day that this was still the case. Mental health is of equal importance to physical health. Just because you can't see a particular problem, then it's very important that people should have the support of the community in which they live. As a community, we need to do whatever we can to wrap our arms around them and help people, and awareness is an important part of that. If we can do whatever we can to intervene at an early stage, then that would be exactly the right thing to do.
David Higson, who lost his son to suicide, says it's never easy on families losing a loved one.
It's very important that we get talking about suicide, we make it a more open conversation. If we're not able to discuss it in the public or in our communities, it makes suicide a more easier thing to do by the person who's thinking about doing it. The more people are aware of what's going on, the easier it'll be for us to stop suicide on the Isle of Man. It's very important we stop it and make this place a zero suicide island. It could happen to anybody. You know, we're just a normal family ourselves, and it's not just mental health that can cause somebody to turn to suicide. It could be anything. It could be relationship breakdowns, it could be financial worries, and it could be addiction problems, long-term physical pain or injuries. We have to look at the statistics to find out what's going on and that's what the suicide prevention group are doing to see if they can target some areas where they can put the resources into to stop it so we get zero suicide.
Manx Radio Sport.
And it's Vastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Vastamai, good evening. Starting with volleyball, and Volleyball Isle of Man has rocketed to the top of the Lancashire League after the first round of fixtures in the competition at the weekend. The Manx team is entering the league for the first time this year and played its first matches in the tournament in Garstang on Sunday. They played five games during the course of the day against Garstang 1, Garstang 2, Wigan, Blackpool and Ulverston, winning all of them. The next round of the league will take place in October. In athletics, the weekend also saw some of the island's top racewalkers in action as the 20k Walk Championship took place at the NSC on Saturday. As well as the 20k centrepiece, there were also those taking part in the three supporting events over shorter distances. Neil Wade emerged as the winner of the 20k competition, followed by Marie Jackson in second and Nikki Raven in third. Erica Kelly had led the way for the first 15 kilometres, but was then forced to retire after feeling unwell. And before that, Jane Farquhar had pulled out of the event after 5 kilometres due to injury. Elsewhere, Mia Dunwell was one of those who got an important workout during the 10km event, whilst the 2km and 1km contests were won by Timothy Perry and Lily Fletcher Merriweather, respectively. And finally, in football, the Isle of Man FA has confirmed the latest transfers which have been processed for the 22-23 season, which shows 19 players have made their moves going into the new campaign. Among those, Peel have made a double capture from Douglas Royal, with Taylor Andrews and Scott Horn joining the Western club. Meanwhile, Corinthians have also been busy bringing 3 new signings on board. Joining the Douglas outfit are Jason Chatwood from Foxdale, Ryan Gartland from Jim's and Daniel Oram from Ayr United. And St Mary's, who are returning to the fold this year after a year out, have made 2 acquisitions themselves, bringing in Ashley Egan from Maloo and Max Gelling from Douglas High School Old Boys.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
And starting with what's in the air. Well, actually, the departures all seem to be on time. However, there is one delay on the arrivals from Manchester. The 17:25, expected at 17:25, now expected at 17:55. Apart from that, everything else seems to be on time. So let's turn to the roadworks now. And in Douglas, until Friday, temporary lights on Church Road Marina by St Thomas's Church, 9:15 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. And in Douglas also, until the 22nd of the month, Mona Drive is closed for excavation work. In Onken, temporary lights on Harbour Road, 9:30 to 3:30 p.m. for sewer cleaning work. And also in Onken, temporary lights on Howe Road, 9:30 to 3:30. Laxey, extended until the 16th of September now, the temporary lights on Minorca Hill near Quarry Road for excavation work. And also in Laxey until the 22nd, a section of Balaric Road opposite Minora Hill is also closed for excavation work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside.
Noah Bakehouse says it's scaling back the size of its baking operation. The business says it's having to tighten its belt to cope with rising costs. Miles Pettit is one of the founders and has been speaking to John Moss.
Having explored how it is in food production at the moment, food manufacturing at the moment, we've decided to reduce production, but dynamically shift into the affairs of the business to make sure that Noah can survive the next couple of years and come out fighting stronger and better than it was before.
I suppose some people thought when Ramsay Bakery went under, there was a hole in the market that you could fill to degree.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that the thing is, for me, my first worry when Ramsay Bakery shut was, what are we going to do with the farming, the wheat, the mill, and everything else? It was a terribly sad time. I spent 12 weeks really looking into that and exploring that as an opportunity, and there was a really big opportunity there to be had. But with the cost of production, I couldn't make bread at a price point that I felt was right for the marketplace, and I wasn't prepared to risk or enter or expose Noah into that marketplace making a mass product in the way that Ramsay made it.
But people associate you with this building down here on
yes.
North Quay, but you are in a lot of outlets all over the place.
Yeah, we operate from the Cozy Nook. We have the bakery company at Falk Street, which we're moving to the Preville building, and we're opening up another cafe there. We are staying at the Market Hall, and actually that site is growing and changing.
You're happy with the changes you're announcing? The future of No Bakery is assured?
I'm really excited about, look, it's really hard right now because we're having to make some hard calls and some tough decisions, and those decisions aren't easy to do. But we are at our core trying to protect Noah and protect the values that Noah has always had and trying to protect the core people that work within it.
And that's just about it for updates this evening. Well, just a reminder, coming up at 6 o'clock, Countryside with Simon Currie, and at 6.30, Mike Reynolds with more of the greatest hits. At 9 o'clock, of course, the Folk Show with John Kinnean, and rounding off the evening will be Rhian Evans with After Hours at 10 o'clock. Oh, and by the way, if you've got a dirty car, there's no excuse now, is there? Because from tomorrow, the hosepipe ban ends. From me, Barry Redfern, have a good evening.